You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's Star Wars weekend, and obviously I think Broncos fans hope that the Force is with their Broncos when they go to Pittsburgh. But before they go to Western PA, let's dive into the mailbag for the Week 15 edition. The first question is from John Rios, who asks, if the Broncos and Chiefs end up with the same regular season record, who wins the tiebreaker since they split the series? Well, they're in the division, so it goes to division record first, and unfortunately for the Broncos, they're going to lose that tiebreaker if they end up deadlocked with Kansas City. Last week's loss to Oakland proved crucial in that. You know, if the Broncos go 11-5 and the Chiefs go 11-5, then the Chiefs will only have one division loss. The Broncos will have at least two, depending on, you know, which games they lost to get to 11-5. If that were the case, and if the Broncos go 10-6 and the Chiefs go 10-6, the Broncos will be 3-3 in the division. So clearly, they would lose a tiebreaker in that instance to Kansas City. So they've got to make sure they stay one full game ahead, and that's why going into this week, even though the Broncos, you know, lead by two games with three to play, the Broncos can only clinch the AFC West if they win and Kansas City loses at Baltimore. And given how the Chiefs are trending and how the Ravens are trending, that doesn't appear to be very likely. So it's very possible that this division could come down to Week 17, depending on how the Broncos and Chiefs continue doing. And the Broncos may probably need to win 2 out of 3 to come home with the AFC West title. Next question from Jim Leahy, and he asks, has there been any thought of once again moving Vasquez to tackle after giving up 5 sacks to one player? A reshuffle can't be out of the question. Well, nothing's out of the question, but that's not something the Broncos want to do. Vasquez, he moved out to right tackle last year, of course. It wasn't ideal for him. It wasn't ideal for the offensive line. Frankly, I think moving him outside cost him a Pro Bowl appearance, and really, you don't want to make him move again. And the other thing to consider is this. Vasquez is coming off a groin injury. Evan Mathis is dealing with an ankle problem. Can you really afford to move either of them when you're needing Max Garcia to spell them at various points and pretty extensively, in fact, during the last Raiders game? So I don't know that moving Luis Vasquez is going to help the offense. Look, you've got to accept this. At offensive tackle, the Broncos are on a contingency plan. This was not what they intended to have happen. Ryan Clady was supposed to be the left tackle. You want Tyson Brawley to develop and be the right tackle. Well, they're both on injured reserve, so you can't expect the same from the guys coming in as replacements as the ones you would have put out there initially. The Broncos just have to ride this out. Michael Schofield, he's shown some promise in run blocking. He struggled in pass protection the last couple weeks. He needs to improve there. Ryan Harris, he's solid. You know, obviously he got beat by Khalil Mack for 1 sack last week, but let's also give Mack some credit as well. I mean, 5 sacks, yeah, that's a big stream, but he's an elite pass rusher. He had a career game. It just happened to be against the Broncos. I don't think moving Luis Vasquez out to tackle is going to solve a lot of their problems. Thanks for the questions, though, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, which will be right around Christmas time, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Until then, take care. Thanks for watching, and may the Force be with you.